It's very interesting. In this week's parasha, Parashas Korach, that Korach places a very strong emphasis, as does Moshe together, on the union of Ketores. That the beer between Moshe and Korach would be dependent upon the avoid of the Ketores. Bechlar, we find that the union of Ketores comes up numerous times in the Torah. Like, they just go through a little bit of the inyan of what Ketores is in Pimius. Isaiah says it's the korban, if you can call it so, which is chaviv mekola korbanos. And there's nothing which breaks the sitra acha, which breaks the klipos and the ra, like the Ketores. It's mamash the most chaviv thing. We find another Nadav came in with Ketores, and they tried to bring the tikkun olam with Ketores. And here again, the Ketores of Korach. Chazal say that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Bnei Israel, the whole world smelled like besamim, which is b'chin of Ketores. So there's a secret about Ketores, and Ketores is mamish a secret, that it's considered to be the most chaviv, and those who know how to be mechaviv in Ketores and the secret of Pitam HaKetores is something which is a davar nechmad, but a davar saidi at the same time. So what's the inyan of Ketores here by Korach and Davka at this Tkufa? So we're holding now in Parshas Ketores of Korach is that Klal Yisrael are awaiting anxiously to go into Eretz Yisrael. And there was a failed attempt by the Nesi'im, by the Shuluch HaMeraglim, to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. And it would seem that there was a machlaikas, apparently, as to what would be the mechanism in order to be able to defeat the Goyim who are living in Eretz Yisrael, to be Koivish Eretz Yisrael from the hands of the Canaan. The attempt of the Meraglim failed. And it seemed that Korach's innovation of using the Ketores was his way and his understanding of how they would be able to be Koivish Eretz Yisrael. Let's go back for a moment to the Nesi'im who were sent into Eretz Yisrael. Again, we're looking here for an Eitzah to be able to be Koivish Eretz Yisrael. It could very well be that Moshe's Eitzah of sending these 12 spies was an attempt, b'derech of Ketores, in a secret way, of being able to conquer Eretz Yisrael. There were 12 Nesi'im. There were 12 Nesi'im, and we know that there are Yud Aleph Samamanim of the Ketores. So it could be that each of these 12 Nesi'im corresponded to one of the Yud Aleph Samamani HaKetores. Especially because they were Nesi'im. And we know that the HaKravas HaNesi'im, when they brought the Karbanos, they brought, as a Hakdama for their Karban, a Kaf Achas Asara Zalav Malaya Ketores. They were familiar with the Avoid of Ketores. They were Malaya Ketores. And so by sending these Nesi'im who brought Korbanos, which were Malaya Ketores, this is a way of Moshe being Mamshech, the secret of Ketores into Eretz Yisrael, to break down the Klipa, to shatter the Klipa of the Canaan. Now you have to know, just Bechlal, just about the avoid of Ketores Bechol Yom, the Ari HaKadosh tells us that the inyan of Ketores is that we know that there's nothing in this world which doesn't have Chiyos from the Sitra to Kedusha. And even the klipos, even the sitra achra, must have a chiyus from the sitra de kedusha. And the chiyus which they have from the sitra de kedusha, which is their life force, the ketores is that which is able to take away and to extract the kedusha which they have, which they leech off of, and to bring it back to the sitra de kedusha. This is the secret of ketores. And therefore, we begin with ketores every single day in davening. We mention ketores, and the Zayar Kaddish is maflig. And the secret of saying Ketores, especially Vitzibur before davening, that the entire Seder HaTfilah is Tully in this Ketores which we say before davening, that by saying Ketores before Shacharis, and there are many who say it before Mincha as well, this is the secret of Tikkun Ketores, Tikkun Tfilasi Ketores Lefanecha, that David HaMelech, Chazal say that he was misavet to the secret of Ketores, and he was mispalo that every Tfilah which he daven should have the secret of Ketores. So we begin davening every single day with Ketores, because the inyan of Ketores is first of all to take away the kedusha which is present every single day in the klipos, because every single day there's a new avoda, to take away that chiyus and to be malit to the sitra de kedusha. And there's a whole seder hatfila in which we take that chiyus and we begin the process of sending it up to the highest realms. But it all begins with ketores, which is taking away the chiyus from the klipa. And that was exactly what needed to be done when the Klai Yisrael were entering into Eretz Yisrael. The beginning of entering into Eretz Yisrael was like the beginning of davening. It was the beginning of the Seder HaVaidah. And Ketairis would be the introduction, just like we begin to feel it with Ketairis, to take away the Chiyas which was giving Chayim to the Sitra Achra, and to begin the what's called the Ha'alas Nitzotzen HaKadosh. To take away the Nitzotz of Kedusha and to bring it back to Klai Yisrael. So this is why the beginning of Kibush Eretz Yisrael, they understood, should be through the secret of Ketores. And it's not far-fetched to say that these 12 Nisim were the secret of the Yud Aleph Samani HaKetores. Obvious question though is that there's 12 Meraglim and there's only 11 Samani HaKetores. How do you account for the extra one of the Nisim? So the Teres could be that that's what the Pasuk says, Ve'elesh Mois HaNashim. These are the 12 spies which Moshe sent. But Yoshua was not considered to be amongst the 12 spies. Why not? So you could say, even a remez here, is that the Ari HaKadosh tells us that Ketores, that there are 11 spices. Each one of these spices is connected to the Shem Adnos, Aleph, Dal, and Nun Yod. Because 11 times Adnos is Gematria Ketores. So if machavin that the 11 samamanim are keneged the 11 names of Adnos, Aleph, Dal, Nun, Yod. So therefore, 11 of the spies are keneged Aleph, Dal, Nun, Yod. However, since Yoshua, Moshe gives him a Yod, and that Yod is presumably from the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, so being that that's the case, so that's why it says, Ve'ilash Mos HaNashem, Asher Shalach Moshe Lassur Es Haaretz. That really there are 12, but really there's 11. Yoshua is not bechlal, and that's why he's protected, because he's not amongst the 11 other ones. He's considered to be bifnei atzmai. Memelu, there's 11 left. So Moshe did that bekavana. These 11 are the 11 names of Adnos, the mimavar, the nitzaitz, the mesod ketores, and Yeshua is left by himself. What's interesting is that when Yeshua comes into Eretz Yisrael, the very first place that Yeshua is kovesh is what? Yericho. Yericho is a milashan reyach. The Reach HaKetores. That is mechavin the secret of the Reach HaKetores in Yericho, because the Seder HaTfilah begins with the secret of Ketores. And the whole inyan of Ketores is what? To take away the Chiyas from the Klipa, and that's exactly what it was. That the whole point of sending his spies into Eretz Canaan was in order for one purpose and one purpose only, which is to find Rachav, who ends up marrying Yoshua. Because Rachav is considered to be the Nitzat HaChayim, which is giving Chiyas to everybody. And that's why when they come in, Eliyahu Pinchas and Khalid come in, she says, I know already that everybody hears your name, you're going to conquer this place. I mean, she knows that they're at the hands and at the mercy of Bnei Yisrael, because she's the Chiyus, which is giving Chaim to the whole city, to the whole Eretz Canaan. And Yeshua needed to get to the core, to the Shayrish of what's giving Chaim, and he was able to detect it, and he knew. And that's Rachav, which is Bein HaChoymais. Rachav is that Nekudah of Kedusha. That's why it's called that she lived Bein HaChoma, she lived in the Choma. Choma is a Lashon Chema, which is a Lashon of wrath, of anger. That there's a koyach that Ketores has that it goes into the Charoin Af and it's able to Meshachech as a Chema. So to take out that Racha from the Chema was the side of Ketores to end the Charoin Af of the Kodesh Baruch Hu of the Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. Chazal said, Kol Makom Sheyesh, Avodah Zarah of Ayalam, Yish Charoin Af Baylam, especially in Eretz Yisrael. So by extracting Racha from Bein HaChoma, that was the Avodah of Ketores, which was the beginning of Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Interesting to note is that the Gemara tells us in Yuma, as the Lamed Tes Amid Beis, in speaking about the Avodah of Ketores in Yom Kippurim, Chazal say that when the Ketores was offered, Chazal tell us that even the Izin B'Yericho, they smelled like the Ketores, and even the Nashim B'Yericho smelled like the Ketores. At the union of Nashim B'Yericho is Bechin of Rachav. And the fact that the Nashim in Yericho, that they smelled like the Ketores, that the Reach from Yerushalayim traveled all the way to Yericho, is showing us that Yericho has a Shaykh to the Ketores, which is the secret of Yericho, Lashon Reach. Especially the Nashim there Because the Nashim is Bechin of Rachav, that was the whole avod of Yeshua B'Yericho. It was the Indian of Ketairis to begin Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Just be there, Chremes, that's why the Pasuk says, V'Yoshua B'Nun, V'Kali bin Yefune, Chayu min ha'anashim, ha'hem. Asher shalach shalchu l'asor et ha'aretz. Right? Yoshua and Caleb, they lived, they had the chiyas from the Anashim. But they took away the chiyas, not just from the Meraglim, but I mean, Ha'anashim Ahayim means from the people in Eretz Yisrael, from the Klippas, that they were able to take that Chaim and to bring it upon themselves to have extra Chaim. That's the Soyed of the Ketubos. That's why the Gematria of Yefune, Chai, Min, Ha'anashim, Ahayim, is Gematria Ketubos. The Bimaram is that taking that chiyas from the Klippos is the secret of Ketubos. What's interesting is that Yoshua, he gets that Yod, which Moshe is Mamshech Taman Yod, and Kalev goes to where? To Maras Machpelah. The Indian of Maras Machpelah also has a very strong Shaykhis to the Indian of Ketairis. The Indian of Ketairis, we know, is that it has to do with the Besamim of the Ketairis, which is a Shaykhis to the stay Tapuchin. That the Indian of Sadeh is always a sheiches of Reach B'Samim. That's why Maras Machpelah is called the stay Maras Machpelah. And Abraham, we know, was kind of Maras Machpelah to bury Sarah there. So it would seem that Abraham Avinu, that he did so using the Koyach of Ketairis. So there's a very strong sheiches to Ketairis there. How so? First of all, we know Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim. That all Kichas, the Shorish of all Kichas, come from Stei Ephraim. And it says explicitly in the Parsha of Ketairis, it says, Kach Lecha B'Samim. There's an Indian of Kichas, right? The Indian of Kicha of the B'Samim, of the Samimanim HaKetairis, goes back also to Maras Machpelah. That's why Ketairis is Gematria Sidei Ephraim. That the Sadeh of Ephraim is the Shorish of all Ketairis. And it even says, Es HaSadeh Asher Kana Avraham. Es HaSadeh is also Gematria Ketairis. And the reason why it has a strong shaykhis to Ketairis especially is because we know that the day that Sarah died, her Misa was together with the Avodah of Akedah Yitzchak. And according to Chazal, the Akedah took place on Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is the day of the Avodah Ketairis. So if that was the day of Akedah Yitzchak, which is the day of Yom Kippurim, and there was an Akedah, and there was a Bechin of Ketairis, where was the Ketairis on that day? The Teretz is that the Ketairis which Avraham brought on the day of Yom HaKippurim by the Akedah Yitzchak was Sarah herself. Now, Sarah is considered to be the Besamim, the Inyan of Ketairis. You can even say further than that the Ayil which Avraham was Makriv is also Bechin of Ketairis. Because Chazal say in the Medrash that La'asalavo, when you're going to bring Elim, it's going to be to me like Ketairis. Because the Pasuk says, Im Ketairis Elim. That there's a secret called the Ketairis of the Elim. That's why every single day in davening, we begin davening with Akedas Yitzhak, and from there we go to the Tamid and to the Ketairis, because really the Akedas Yitzhak, as we know, is the Shoyrish of all Korban Tamids, but it's also the Shoyrish of all Ketairis, according to this. So we begin with Akeda, and then we branch out into Tamid and Ketairis, because Ketairis is considered to be also part and parcel to have Shaykhis to Akedas Yitzhak. The Korban Tamid is from the Isle, primarily, and Sarah, her Hakrava Ki'ilu, that's the Bechin of Ketairis. And that's when Avraham Avinu buries Sarah in the Stei Maras Machpelah, Sarah is the Bechin of that Besamim. That he buried Sarah there in the Maras Machpelah. So that's why the burying of Sarah there was like the Indian of restoring the Besamim of the Sarah, of the Ketairis, into the Stei Maras Machpelah. We know, interestingly, that when Yosef is sent down to Mitzrayim, right, when the brothers sell him, so it's interesting that how many brothers sell Yosef? Let's say 10. We'll say 10, right? So Reuven was somewhat mishtatif, Binyamin certainly was not there, right? But it was really 10 brothers and Yosef was sent down, right? The Indian here is that 10 brothers plus Yosef, that's the secret of Ketairis. Because we know that in the Ketairis itself, that there's 10 kosher samimanim, 10 of them which smell good, and the chalbana which has a reach ra. So they consider Yosef to be the reach ra. And they sent down Yosef to Mitzrayim because Eretz Yitzrayim was the place in the world which is the makom of the biggest klipos, and they needed to be mevarid that using the secret of Ketairis. So they sent down Yosef with the bechin of Ketairis to be mevarid. Well, at least if they didn't know, he knew. at least Milamala, this was what was going on, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was orchestrating a Bechin of Ketairis, that 10 brothers plus one would go down to Mitzrayim in this very unusual way, in order to be like a Reach Ketairis, to be Mevarer, the Chiyas from the Sitra Acha, which is in Mitzrayim. That's why when Yosef goes down, that's why it says, Rashi says, that he went down with Necha'ot Tzri Valot. So what's Tzri? Tzri is one of the Samani HaKetairis. And Rashi says, Mamash on the spot. Rashi says, Tzari, it's like from the Simani HaKetairis. So you see that Rashi is making remez here, when Yosef's going down to Mitzrayim, that there's a Bechid of HaKetairis which is taking place. That 10 brothers plus one is the secret of HaKetairis which is taking place. Even B'derech Remez, the Yosef who ran Mitzrayim, Vayiknehur Potifar Siris Pare. Potifar Siris is the Gematria HaKetairis. Because the Yosef who ran Mitzrayim, why was he going down? You want to know why? Potifar Siris Pare. He went down to the biggest klipos, Besod Ketairis, Mevar Nitzayisad HaKadusha from there. And how did Yosef go down? Where was he sent down from? It says, Vayishlachehu Me'emek Chevron. What's Emek Chevron? Right? Emek Chevron is Marsa Machpela. So you see that Yosef's going down, Besod Ketairis, is rooted in what? Emek Chevron, which is Marsa Machpela, which is the source of Ketairis. Kicha kicha, Mr. Ephron. That's why it says, Me Emek Chevron. Emek is Rosh Tevos. Kicha, Mistei, Ephron. That's the word Emek. That he was sent down from the Emek of Chevron, which is Kicha, Mistei, Ephron, that Kicha, in order to move Arnit Saisen beside Ketairis. So that's why Kaliv also goes to Marsa Machpela. Because Yeshua was not Bechlal, because Moshe protected him. But Kalev was Bechlal. And Kalev needed to protect himself. In this case, there were going to be 10 bad spies and only one good one. As opposed to the regular Ketairis, which is what? 10 good smelling ones and one bad one. Right? So Kalev had to be Moses Atzal Min HaKlal. So what did he do? He went Dafka down to Avram and Sarah, which is the Bechina of Emek Chevron, which is the Bechina of Ketairis, to be Mal himself, but Bechina of Ketairis, to free himself. And to Memela, so Yeshua and Kalev Chayimina Nashimaim, which is the side of Ketairis, to Mevar Nitzayis and HaKadosh. You can even say that Avram Avinu himself, when he sent down Eliezer and his Chevra of the Asara Gemolim to find a wife, that was also Besod Ketairis. Because, in the same way that Yeshua was looking for his wife, Yitzchak was looking for his wife. And this is exactly juxtaposed to the Misa of Sarah. That in the very same parasha we find in Vayuchai Sarah, that Sarah dies, from there, Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron is a makar for Kiddushin, right? And from here, from this Stei Ephron, where we learn at Kiddushin, Yitzchak takes this drasha to find a wife to be Mekadosh Rivka. So just like Yeshua was looking for his Rachav, Mitoich the Klipos, Yitzchak was looking for his Rivka Mitoich the Klipos as well. And he finds her through Eliezer, and Asara Migmali Adonav. Because this formula of Eliezer and his 10 men is also the secret of Ketairis. The 10 are the ones who are kosher. They're Bechlal Baruch. But Eliezer we know is an Arur. That's called the Chalbana, that's the Reyech Ra. So together with Eliezer who's an Arur, plus the 10 Asara Migmalim, there you have your Ketairis. So Eliezer was sent down beside Ketairis to go down to find a wife with Rivka together with these Asara Migmali Adonav. That's why it says, Asara Gemali Adonav. Adonav is the Lashon of Adnos, the Shem Adnos. Like we said before, that 11 times the Shem Adnos is Gematria Ketairis. That's why Eliezer, with Asara Gemali Adonav, which is 10 Gemalim, which is the Bechin of Adnos, so together you have the secret of Ketairis. Just B'derech Remez, the pasuk continues and says, B'chol Tuv Adonav Biyodo. So there's Asara Gemali Adonav, and B'chol Tuv Adonav. So the Gematria Asara Gemalim, Gematria 698, plus the word Tov, the Chol Tov Adonav Biyado, 698, plus 17, which is Tov, is 715, which is Gematria Ketairis. So even in B'derech Remez, Asara Gemalim Tov is Gematria Ketairis. That Avram sent him down beside Ketairis to be Mevar the Neshama of Rivka Mibes Lavan. Even Lavan has a Shaykh to Ketairis, which is the Levina, but that's not for now. Similarly, when Yaakov Avinu when he finds a checkmate, or when everything comes to a standstill in his attempt to get food in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Mitzrayim, right? And everything is unsuccessful, and they're having lots of difficulties. Shimon is taken, and he's afraid to send down Binyamin. And Yehuda says, no, you must send him down. You must send down Binyamin. Why must you send down Binyamin? You could say, perhaps, that Yehuda was being mechavin to the side of the Ketores. Because how many brothers were going down? Only 10. Right? Because Yosef is in Mitzrayim, and Binyamin is at home. So Yehuda is trying to tell Yaakov, nothing is working. But if you go down with Ketores, if you send down Binyamin, then we'll have 11. Send us down beside Ketores and be able to do what we need to do in Mitzrayim. So Yaakov agrees. And when Yaakov sends down Binyamin with the brothers, he says, Kichu mizimra sa'aretz. Kichu is again your kicha. And he says, Ma'atzari, or Ma'at devash. Ma'atzari, this is the Indian of that sari, which Yosef went down for, which is the very first, the Simaniak Taurus. So here Yaakov sends down the brothers besod Ketores, now that Binyamin is going down, in order to accomplish what needs to be accomplished to extract the Kiddush and the Chiyas, which they were able to be margish, which was in Eretz Mitzrayim. Especially because we know that the Zohar Kodesh tells us that there's the b'giyad, the b'koyach of the Ketores to break down al kshofim, in al chershin it's called. And since Eretz Mitzrayim was a place which is mole kshofim, mole chershin, so they needed Ketores to break down this klipa, this kshofim, which was present in Eretz Mitzrayim. That's why if you take the words memulach tahar kodesh, which is what's said by the Ketores, the tzofi tevas cherish, which is Charshin. And even Yoshua, when he sent down Pinchas and Kalev as the Meraglim, which you read in the afterlife, it says that he sent them down Cherish, calls them Cherish, to Mavafel the Cherish, the Cherishin and the Kshafim, which is present in Eretz Canaan at the time. This is the Indian of Kairach as well. The reason why Kairach, in this week's parasha, he chooses the avoid of the Ketores, is because they're going into Eretz Canaan. And the attempt of Meraglim with Eretz Ketores was a failure, and he felt that in order to accomplish it, it needed to be Dafka with the avoid of Ketores Mamish. He says, why do we need to send spies in, make a whole thing? Just do the Soid of Ketores, and if you do Ketores Mamish, you'll be able to extract all the Chiyas, even from here, and be able to go into Eretz Yisrael B'Shalom. That was his Taina. So Korach has a very strong Shaychis to the Ketores. As we know, he brought the Machtas HaKetores. That's why the Parsha says in the beginning of Ketores, says, Kach v'chasamim. Kach v'chasamim is Gematria Korach. Then it says, Roikach Masei Rekeach. Roikach is the Osios Korach. And then it says, even Ketores is Gematria Os Korach. Right? The sign of Korach is the Indian of Ketores. And what's interesting is the whole Indian of Korach was that he tried to swap the Levium for the Kahuna and the Kahuna for the Levium. That was what the Zohar Kodesh said that he tried to do. And his whole complaint was that they turned him into a Levi, they shaved him down, the bizyonis that he had to be a Levi. Right? What he really wanted was to be a Kohen. And he wanted that the Levim should be Kohanim and the Kohanim should be Levim, which of which the Zohar Kodesh tells us, the La'asa level will be that way. That the Levim will be Bedaga the Kohuna, and the Kohen will be Bedaga the Levim. So that's why it says, by the Ketores, it says, Memulach Tahar Kodesh, which means a mixture of Tahara and Kedusha. Because we know, Chazal Zoya tells us, Kedusha is Misitcha de Kahuna, because a Kohen is called a Kadosh. And Tahara is Misitcha de Levia. And the Tahara is from the Indian of the Levium. Memulach Tahar Kodesh means to mix Kedusha with Tahara. What does it mean, mix Kedusha with Tahara? It means to mix the Madrega of Kahuna and Levia together. That's what Korach wanted to do. He wanted to mix the Darga of Tahara and Kedusha together, which is the secret of Ketores. What's interesting is that Bechlal, the Yidin's traveling in the Midbar, even at this time, was the Bechin of Ketores. Because the Torah tells us that when the Yidin left Mitzrayim on the night of Pesach, it says, Mi zois oilem in HaMidbar, kisimreis ashan, mikuteres mor ulvona. That they left with the secret of Ketores. Their whole traveling in the Midbar was like a Ketores, because everywhere they went, every Chaniyah was to extract Nitzot Zakadusha from wherever they were going. That's what we say in the Haggadah, in the Leil Seder, we say, Dam, Ve'esh v'simros ashan. Simros ashan is a reference to that pasuk kisimros ashan mikuteres mor ulvayna, that they traveled like the Indian of Ketores. That's why we begin the night of the Seder with kadesh urchatz. Kadesh is your kedusha, Urchat is your Tara. So Kadesh Urchat, that Vav HaMechaber means to be Mekasher, the Kedusha, and the Urchat, which is Memulach Tahar Kodesh. It's the secret of Ketairis, which we're beginning the Seder with on the night of Pesach. And in fact, with Derech Emes, Kadesh Urchat, with the Koilel, to be Koilel them together, is Gematria Ketairis without a Vav. Right? 709. You can even say, we know that there are 15 simanim at the Seder, but there's a way to make it 11, which is connected to the 11 simani haktayres. Because if you do, Kadesh Urchat is really like one. Because what the Vav means, Kadesh Urchat means join them together, like we just said. And if you take out Rachza, because Rachza is really just a hemshech of the first Urchat, and you goop Halul and Nirtza together, because it's really one Avayda, altogether you'll have Yud Aleph. So there's a way to look at even the simani haktayres as being connected to Yidal Samani HaKetayres, and it concludes with V'asa Kadosh Baruch Hu V'shachal Malach HaMaves, the Shechit of the Malach HaMaves with the breaking of the Sitra Acha, that's through the Ketayres Lasa Lava. And from that we go into Shir HaShirim and we speak about that Pasuk Mizlais Ela Min HaMinam Misapakas Al Daida. Right, this is the secret of Ketayres, which we conclude with after the night of the Seder. It's interesting, you can even say furthermore that the reason why Korach wanted to bring Ketayres in order to be Koivish, the land of Eretz Yisrael, through the secret of Ketayres, is because Chazal tell us in Yuma Mem Dalid that the Ketayres is Mesugal to be Mechaper and Lashon Hara. And Korach understood that the whole reason why Klai Yisrael were not successful in going into Eretz Yisrael till now, right, was because of the Lashon Hara, which the Meraglim spoke on Eretz Yisrael. That sealed the deal, apparently. Right? Hashem says, after 10 times already, you've been unsuccessful. 10 times. So Korach says, no, I have an idea. That the whole reason why we're not going into Eretz Yisrael was because we spoke Lashon Hara. But since Ketayres is Mechaper and Lashon Hara, if we bring Ketayres now, we could be Mechaper and Lashon Hara, and now we can go into Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Moshevinu says the deal is sealed, it's not Shaykh. Right? Everything that Moshe is boy the Malibai, everything Moshe is doing, he just does it on his own. It's just Moshe's insanity. He's making things up. I know we can bring Tyrus. And especially now, because even though we failed 10 times, this will be the 11th time. And 11 is the secret of Tyrus. So if we can bring Mechaper and Lashon Hara, and now make an 11th attempt, 11th Nisayon, to go into Eretz Yisrael, Mechaper and Lashon Hara, and come into Eretz Yisrael. But what he did not know, though, was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Asher nishbati be'api im yivayna menuchasi. Nishbati be'api means that I swore that my nose, which smells the ketayres, nishbati be'api. I'm not going to smell anything. I'm not going to smell your ketayres. But there was an eitza which he didn't know. And that's what the Gemara says in Menachos on Kof Yod. The Gemara says that the Talmidei Chachamim, who learn Torah every day, ma'ale ani aleihem ki'ilu maktiru makdishim nishmi. The learning Torah is a bechinat ketayres. And that was Moshe's original idea altogether, by the way. He says, V'yasu es Eretz Kenat. The Kedushas Levi says, V'yasu means to go learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael. That the inner of Torah of an Eretz Yisrael is a bechinat ketayres. And had they been able to be mamish davik themselves to Moshe, which is a bechinat of Torah, to learn Torah, lishma, they could have rescinded the gzeira. But because they went after Korach and his shtus, as the Rashi says, ma ra'a Korach, he says, Korach was a bikeachaya. Maral the shtusa, shtus is gematria ketayres. Shtus is ketayres. Right? That his shtus was a bechinat ketayres. Right? But he had a whole plan. Be mechaper lashon hara. We'll bring ketayres. Ketayres will be oiled to the api. No, asher nishbati be api. The only way is through Torah. And it goes very nice. So the Rebbeinu from Shishcha says, Vehem lo yodu derachai. Arboim shon akut bedor. Vehem lo yodu derachai. They didn't know my ways. Zok to Rebbeinu, they didn't know that the only way to get into Eretz Yisrael was through Torah. They didn't know my ways. My ways is that they didn't know that they had to be davik to Torah. Had they listened to Moshe and they had been davik to Torah properly to the Aron HaKodesh, by even so ha'aron of Yomer Moshe, to follow the Torah into Eretz Yisrael, not to look for sideways to get in, but to be davik to the Or of Limud HaTorah, they would have been able to go into Eretz Yisrael benachas v'shalom. Let's just end with one last point. There's more to speak about. But one last point is that what's interesting is that Korach, in this attempt to come into Eretz Yisrael, we know that he takes the Ketayres. But another thing which he takes is that he also takes 250 men, which is gematria ner. Right? This ner is a remez to Chanukah. It's a very strong shaychus to Chanukah here, and to Purim here, which is Ketairis. The sinyan of taking Ketairis and the ner anashim is the yichud of Chanukah and Purim, which is a sugi in its own right. But he tried to be mechadish these yamim tovim, which is why it's called kriyei moed. He tried to call certain yamim tovim. He tried to be megalu the or of Purim in Chanukah. Like Nadav and Avihu tried to megalu Purim by going with Naiv lifneim shtuya yayin. That's the chayvinish lebesume bepuria. Lebesume is in the boisim akteres and the ner of Chanukah. Right? I'm just being written this mamish rashi prakim. That's why it says that he took the ner and he took akteres. The pasuk says shemen ukteres yisamach lev. There's an Indian called the Yichud of Shemen and Ketores. Ketores, which is Yom Kippurim, which is Purim, excuse me, and Shemen, which is Chanukah. And through these Inyanim, Yisamach Lev, he tried to cheer up the Ribbono Shel Olam Kivyachol, to bring him into a state of Simcha, in order to bring Klai Yisrael into Simcha, Reish Simchasi. That's why Korach is called Korach ben Yitzhar. Yitzhar is a Lashon Yitzharecha, which is in of Shemen. That he didn't just take Ketores, he took Ketores ben Yitzhar. He took it with the koyach to be makasher it with shaman. That through Ketores and shaman, he was supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael. That's why the Zohar Kaddish says that the time that the Ketores is brought is when the menorah is lit. Because it says, V'hikter ala v'haron Ketores v'amim b'boke b'boke b'heitivu esaneiros yaktirana. That the neiros and the shaman of the neir goes together with the Ketores. That yichud of shaman and Ketores is the secret of mesamach lev. To go in to be able to make this yichud. The Zohar has very beautiful lashonis about this. It says, "Kechada is avid al yada." The kahana trained pochana dina kishur chat. Really, these two avodas on by the kohen are really one. Man inun shemen ukteres, shemen ukteres together. This was the secret of koyach. He to be miyached shemen and ukteres. But Chazal say vayikach koyach. Vayikach means that he took. Vayikach is that lashon of kicha that he tried to take. Kach lecha b'samim. Kach lecha sam is gematria koyach. He tried to take the ukteres. But Rash was zok the targum there. But vayikach doesn't mean that he took it. It means ve'isfala kayach. That he made a separation. It wasn't a real kicha. It wasn't a kicha which goes back to the state Ephron. And we spoke about a couple years ago, I think the very first chabur we gave, which is posted in Hawaii Torah, is called Korach divide of Ishto Kigufo. The Korach made a division in Ishto Kigufo. That there's a really big strong shaykhis to this kicha of kayach as it goes back to the place of Stei Maras Machpela. What? Yeah. So he traced back to that kicha. Vayikach Korach, he won't have a shaychis to this besamim of the avodas akteres. But zok targum ve'isfalag Korach. Ve'isfalag means that he's made a separation. It really wasn't a real kicha which originates in Stei Ephron. He made a separation between Ketores and the Shemin. It really wasn't a Ketores ben Yitzhar. He separated himself from Ben Yitzhar. He separated Shemin and Ketores. We don't have time to be machin in this now. As with the fact that Vayikach Korach means that Sainim Atanas Yechia, that he took it. You're not allowed to take it. It has to be given to you. And because he wasn't mekayim the inyan properly of the secret of Ketores, that he took it, as opposed to being waiting until it was given to him, mele that caused a division between Shem and Ketores, and that was the downfall of Korach, that he really didn't understand the secret of Shem and Ketores properly. So we see a very strong shaychus to the inyan of Ketores, why we do Ketores every single day, how it's the beginning of everything, and the beginning of Kibbutz Eretz Yisrael, how they were mishtadel in the inyan of Ketores in order to make the final tikkunim. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us in the schos of Ketores, to be zechut to be makt Ketores once again, to be zechut to be mala al nitzaitzim, to be zechut to be real chiyus, the chiyus lasad lavai, to be as goyal tzedek, to be mehir v'meinu amen.